We're doing the Abat Chesed. We're up to the second section, the 14th chapter. And the Chafetz Chaim is discussing with us how to overcome our inhibitions from doing kindness with our fellow men. So we should also know, the verse reveals to us that when you enter this type of business deal, so to speak, that the best business deal there is, doing kindness with your fellow men, so then that also gives merits to our children, to all generations. Like the verse says, God's kindness is forever on those who fear Him. That's a reference to those who hold on to this trait of kindness. As the Jerusalem Talmud in Teya says, it's not like you buy property. You know, you buy a piece of property, you figure, oh, my kids will have it, my grandkids will have it. How long will it stay in the family? You don't know. You do an act of kindness, that stays in the family forever. Property, well, sometimes you have to sell. Even in a person's own life, sometimes he has to sell. And certainly after his death. So we should recognize that kindness is a great investment. It's something that lasts. Come, let's look at what it says in Maseches Kala. Amru alav al Rabbi Tarfon shaya ashir gadol. Our sages teach us that Rabbi Tarfon was very wealthy. Velo haya noten matanot le'evyonim. He didn't give enough gifts to the poor. He'd give charity, but not as much as he should, given his wealth. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva once bumped into Rabbi Tarfon. He said to him, Rabbi Tarfon was his Rabbi, he said to him, Rabbi, ritzoncha sheknelcha ir achat o shtayim? He said, Rabbi, do you want me to buy you a city or two? Amar lo hen. Rabbi Tarfon said, yes. Miyad amad Rabbi Tarfon natan lo arba alfei dinrei zahav. Rabbi Tarfon gave him 4,000 gold dinars. That's a huge sum of money. You could buy a city or two with that kind of money. Netalan Rabbi Akiva v'chilkan laniim. Rabbi Akiva took the money and used it to support the poor. Le'amim etzor Rabbi Tarfon. Then Rabbi Tarfon bumps into him after a while. Amar lo, he said to him, Heichan ha'erot shelakachteli? Where are the cities you said you're buying me? Tfaso biyado ve'evyo lebet ha'midrash. Rabbi Akiva took him by hand and brought him to the base medrash. Ve'evi sefer te'ilim ve'nichol bifnehem. And he brought the poor that he was able to sustain. He brought them a book of Tehillim and put it before them. And suddenly, these people who were illiterate earlier, now they're reading Tehillim. Till they reach the verse that says, Pizar natan le'evyonim, when he scatters his wealth to the poor, tzidkato met lad, his righteousness will live on forever. Amaolo, and then he turned to him and said, Zoyo shekaniti lecha, here's the city I bought you. You see all these? You see all these people? This is the city I purchased for you. Amad Rabbi Tarfon unshako. Rabbi Tarfon stood up and kissed him, Amalo, and said, Rabbi Alufi, Rabbi, you are my teacher, bechokhmah and wisdom, Alufi, and you are my master, you're greater than me in derech eretz. Ve'asiv lo mamon lebazbez. And then Rabbi Tarfon gave him more money and said, you're right, I should be helping the poor more, given my wealthy status. Ve'Rabbi Akiva chas v'shalom, lo hayam sheker mitchila l'Rabbi Tarfon. And God forbid, Rabbi Akiva didn't lie to Rabbi Tarfon initially, b'ma she'amar lo she'ikneh avro ir achat, when he said to him, I'll buy you a city. Rak kavanato haya al ha'malachim ve'echalot elyonim. What he meant was a city up in heaven, she'nibru min ha'mitzvah ha'kdoshai, that when you do such a holy mitzvah, you have a whole city worth of angels to back you, she'kiyumam hu lanetzach, they stay on forever. And the Medrash says that ir, we say Irin Kadishin Uvnei Anosha. We sing it in Karibon Olam, right? Irin Kadishin. Yeah. Irin Kadishin. Ir is an angel. In Daniel, Ir is called an angel. The Medrash says, Ir Giborim Alach Hacham, Ir Giborim. What does it mean? City of brave people? That's the city of angels. Ir Shem Alachai Asharet. Alach Hacham, who went up to that city? Zeh Moshe, that's Moshe. So when he said, I'll buy you an ear, ear could mean a city. Ear could also mean angels. And the honor a person gets there is also eternal, as the verse says. And when Rabbi Tarfon heard it ultimately, he wasn't upset at him, God forbid. On the contrary, you see, he loved him even more, and kissed him on his head, because instead of getting him something that's passing, a city or two that's passing, he got him something that's eternal. Hinei, im ken mara'uy v'nachon lechol adam, if so, how fitting is it for each person, she'irel livnot lo bayit nitzchi lenafsho, that he should see to build his soul an eternal home, be'odo bechayav, while he's still alive, v'hu echal ha'chesed, that's the house of kindness. When you build yourself a castle of kindness, you're building yourself an eternal city, something that will last for generations to come.